The outcome of the conference in Paris, I thought, was good enough for us in the region. We didn't get everything, obviously, but I think overall the agreement did present a major shift in the international community in terms of how it views and responds to the impacts of climate change. So it's a defining moment for the international community and for the Pacific region. I think there's some positive signs in terms of moving that whole climate change agenda forward. So we're looking forward to that as a regional organization that has the lead role in terms of climate change. We are now looking at how we can help our countries implement some of these outcomes. There's some immediate sort of medium and long-term issues that have come out of it that we need to start looking at. But we're in that position at the moment, so we're preparing ourselves for helping our countries to start looking at how they can implement the outcomes of COP21.
Now, there will be the SREPS annual meeting taking place this year in Niue. That comes up in September, so obviously a little later in the year. At that point, I gather a new strategic plan and business plan will be presented for discussion. I would assume that what came out of COP21 and all the efforts that people are trying to make to deal with climate change will be a big part of that plan.
Absolutely. At the moment, we're going through our strategic planning process. The whole of this week, staff have been reviewing the current strategic plan. But in the next couple of weeks, next couple of months, we'll be looking at what would be the new strategic plan look like. In doing that, we obviously need to take into account the outcomes of COP21. So that's a definite exercise that will include, require us to look at how we can reflect the outcomes of COP21 and the new strategic plan for SPRED. And obviously the business plan that we will need for it to come into place as well.
On a more specific issue, I gather 2016 is the start of what's called the Protect Pacific Whales Ocean Voyages campaign. And tell me a little bit about that and what you hope to achieve.
Well, you know, one of SPREP's key roles is, you know, conservation of marine mammals. And, you know, whales is an iconic species in the Pacific. You know, one has to understand that these iconic species are so critical for the region, but globally. We have decided that to emphasize and to put emphasis on these efforts, we need to sort of up our efforts in terms of raising awareness, educating people about the importance of these iconic marine mammals, so critical for our marine ecosystems. So we're looking at a two-year campaign, and so far we've had a very good response from member countries in the region that are keen to be part of a sort of committee that has come together to look at developing a work plan for the next 2 years. So that's happening at the moment, and we're planning to have a workshop in Tonga around about August. That will kind of sort of add impetus and hopefully provide the platform to take this whole campaign forward. So it's exciting for us. We're looking forward to that.